Hundreds of people joined a memorial service for the 19 children and two teachers gunned down in their classroom on Tuesday. Alongside the grief, there's anger over the slow response of police to the shooting and the killer's easy access to guns. The US president has once again spoken forcefully about the need for stronger laws. But as Shihab Ratansi reports, victims' advocates are skeptical.
United States of America.
President Biden appeared at the graduation ceremony at his alma mater, the University of Delaware, on Saturday. He attempted to frame the school massacre in Uvalde, Texas, as a catalyst for the students to make a difference.
We cannot outlaw tragedy, I know. But we can make America safer. We can finally do what we have to protect the lives of the people and of our children.
However, members of mass shooting survivors groups are expressing their skepticism. So often, change has been promised. Each time, it hasn't materialized.
Nothing has changed. Actually, we are moving backwards. There are more guns out there. The gun industry has been able to promote more themselves, make people feel afraid.
Renewed attention is being paid to the marketing of guns to young people. A tweet from the manufacturer of the weapon used in Tuesday's attack is drawing scrutiny. A small child is shown cradling a rifle, biblical scripture above. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, it reads. Now the company's website displays a pop-up window offering its thoughts and prayers to the bereaved. Other companies explicitly market their weapons to the young.
And what we released here is the JR-15. It's lighter, it's safer.
This is a version of the assault rifle, the AR-15, but designed for children, the JR-15, or Junior 15. 20% smaller, but operates just like mom and dad's gun, the marketing literature boasts. In the absence of congressional action, once again there is talk of suing the gun industry. However, a law passed in 2005 gives weapons manufacturers and dealers broad immunity for crimes committed with the weapons they make or sell. If the past is any guide, we're likely to see a spike in gun sales, as gun enthusiasts fear that perhaps this time Congress will act. In addition, the botched response to this mass shooting has, anecdotally at least, convinced some to buy a gun so that they can protect their families themselves. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.